This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. And here with today's somewhat depressing dose of reality. You've got, and by you, I mean most of us, a 0.00006% chance of starting a billion-dollar business. Jack Dorsey, on the other hand, didn't start just one. He's got two. Dorsey was 29 when he launched Twitter alongside Evan Williams, Biz Stone, and Noah Glass back in 2006. Square is his second, a mobile payment company that he hopes is going to change the very nature of how transactions get done. Maybe you've seen their namesake product out there, those little Square card readers that slide right into the audio port of an iPhone or an iPad. Anyway, a couple of weeks ago, I was in San Francisco, met up with Jack Dorsey at a local wine bar where the proprietor is a Square user, and I did what you do in an interview. I started asking questions. Give me the aha moment, that moment when you said, oh, there's a business in this buy and selling thing.
It was really our founding moment when our co-founder, Jim McKelvey, who was my boss when I was 15 years old back in St. Louis, Missouri, called me and said he just lost a sale of his glass art because he couldn't accept a credit card. And he was calling me on his iPhone, which was a supercomputer in his left hand. And we have all this power in our hands, but why couldn't we do a simple thing or something that seemed as simple as accepting a piece of plastic, which is far more convenient than cash, far more convenient than a check. Why isn't that possible? And the company is an answer to that question.
The beauty of this thing is it plugs right into the audio jack. How did you know, or did you have to talk to figure out that that would work?
The insight really came from looking at the back of the credit card. And the back of the credit card is a mag stripe. And a mag stripe is actually the same technology that a cassette tape is. It's audio. If you listen to the audio on a mag stripe, it actually sounds like a squirrel screeching really loudly. You know, if you put a read head next to that, then you can decode that audio into numbers. And those numbers you can send up to a processor. So all that was required was an audio jack that didn't just put sound out, but also had mic in. And every iPhone at that time had a mic in ring, and suddenly we were able to decode those into numbers.
You have said that if you're the one making all the decisions at Square, then Square as a company is failing, right? So what do you do all day?
I mean, my number one job is to make sure that decisions are being made. I think that's the role of any leader is first and foremost assembling the right team. So making sure that we're paying attention to that team dynamic and it's collaborative and it's really challenging itself is number one. Number two is making sure decisions are being made. The reason I say that if I have to make a decision, we have an organizational failure is because I don't have the same context as someone who is working day to day with the data, with the understanding of the customer. And third is to make sure that the decision we're making today are far greater and far more impactful than what we did yesterday.
You were running Twitter when you were 31-ish, right? 7-8 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, brand new experience for you. You have now come to Square as a much more seasoned executive, right? I mean, you got fired from the company you founded. You've made your way back. I wonder how that colored how you started Square and are running it today.
Well, just a correction. I never left Twitter. I became chairman. We switched roles, and I was a first-time CEO. It's not a position I necessarily wanted to be in. It's a position that I was grateful for, but was put in. And we were growing extremely, extremely fast. But what I took from all of that is how important it is to really focus on the fundamentals. And the fundamentals that I found were the company and the team. And Square was interesting because we definitely made new mistakes because I wasn't going out and saying, well, I'm going to get into microblogging again, right? I'm going to create another social company. We did something completely different and we got into finance, which when I started Square, I was in credit card debt. I had a terrible FICO score. I lived all the pain that our merchants live every single day. And we took those lessons and we baked it into the product. We had to learn how to build hardware. We had to learn how to handle risk and fraud. We had to learn how to give people merchant accounts and then tie it all together into something simple. All of these have been new challenges that I learned from, and they're certainly not over.
You are a guy who started a company along with a bunch of other folks that, without a whole lot of argument, changed the world. Twitter, right?
People changed the world using it.
Fair enough. However you want to phrase it. Will you be satisfied if Square is a remarkably successful yet not world-changing product?
Yes. I mean, I definitely want Square to have a massive impact, and I think it has the potential to be that. And, you know, I'm going to work as hard as I can to make sure that's the case. And really what that means is it's accessible to more people. Because it is payments, because it's financial service, because it's highly regulated, we need a partnership with a bank in every single market. We need to pay attention to the local regulation. So there's a very, very different entry that's allowed us, or, you know, encouraged us to focus on particular markets and fewer markets than you would see with a more social product.
Week 10 days or so ago, Twitter earnings leaked early. Not a good day for the stock. Not a good day for the company. Can't get the executive chairman of Twitter in front of a microphone and not ask him whether you've got confidence in the leadership of that company, Costello in particular.
Well, that's an easy question. I have extreme confidence in the leadership team of the company.
Then what the heck? I mean, you know, forward guidance is not great. Investors are shaky.
You know, I think we're a new company on the public market, and I think there's a lot of strength in the business, and I think there's a lot of emotion around the business, outside of the business as well, and there's a lot of expectations set. And sometimes when you set your own expectations and they're not met, then you get upset. And I think, you know, in certain cases you see that, and in certain cases you don't.
What's the, if you could write the first line of your obit, is it Jack Dorsey, co-founder of Twitter, or Jack Dorsey, co-founder of Square?
Jack Dorsey, punk.
Jack, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
He does like to think of himself as a punk. I don't know. Jack Dorsey, co-founder and CEO of Square, co-founder and chairman of Twitter. The whole interview ran about 20 minutes. You can hear it at marketplace.org. There's some interesting stuff in there. Take the time. It's worth it.